This is the Lunar Lab Podcast with Becca Piastrelli
and Maya Toll.
Get the whole scoop from two friends in the trenches of conscious business as we try to balance our spirits and our spreadsheets without losing our minds. Join us for the sacred raw and very real lunacy. For show notes and extra tidbits on this episode, be sure to visit thelunarlab.com.
Welcome back, lunatics. So this is a little bit of a bittersweet moment for Becca and I, and maybe for you too, because this is the final episode of the Lunar Lab. After much discussion over the holidays, we have realized that it's time to put this baby to bed and see what comes next. So we'll be kind of reminiscing a little bit and talking about what it's like to create a podcast with a total stranger.
yeah.
So, you know, join us to walk down memory lane and to, you know, hear about what it means to create something like this, what the ups, the downs, the backwards, the forwards, because it's been quite a journey, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We were saying this is a bittersweet moment because in May, it'll be 2 years. So I just round up. I'm like, it's because we started working on this. Well, we came together. I guess this is a great way to start the origin story. We came together when? Well, like you came into my orbit. Or I came into your orbit.
When were you in Witch Camp?
Exactly. Witch Camp, October 2015.
Yeah.
How did I learn about Witch Camp? Your designer, what's her name?
Sarah Hart.
Sarah Hart.
Yeah, she was my designer then. She's not she doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah. So you're, one of your designers then. I had somehow found her. This is the magic of the internet. Oh, I think I was in a B school Facebook group and she has beautiful designs. So I was like, oh, pretty. And I clicked on it. And then I looked at the portfolio of her website and there was a PDF design from Witch Camp.
Yes.
And I said, that is the most beautiful thing. It was like a spiral of the wheel of the year. And I clicked on it, came to your website, said, this woman's really cool. And you were promoting Witch Camp. I joined Witch Camp. And then how did you see me in Witch Camp?
I didn't. Oh. I didn't know who the hell you were, girlfriend. You friended me on Facebook, and then you started commenting on my Facebook posts.
Yep.
And then I don't remember exactly how you approached me. But you approached me about doing something, and I don't know if it was – oh, I know what it was. You had read the blog post about biodynamic business.
Right.
And you approached me about that. And you know, I'm approached by a lot of students, and especially when Witch Camp is going on and stuff, I'm just a little leery because I can quickly get overwhelmed. But I think we went back and forth a few times and I was like, this woman's interesting. And I think you had your shit together and it didn't feel like you needed to lean on me big time. You know what I mean? Sometimes I get emails, I'm like, oh man, like people are like, I'm coming to Asheville, want to go out for tea. And will you tell me this, that, and the other while we're at tea? And then maybe you can psychoanalyze me and hold my hand. And I'm like, no.
And diagnose my rash.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, yeah, no. But I think you didn't have any of that needy, you know, you just kind of were like straight up. And I think you approached me with like a, let's do something about this together.
You approached me.
Oh, after you approached me with a, like, I'm into this.
So yeah, I commented on the blog post. This is actually great info to share. I was just like appreciating you and just like, you are cool. I love your ideas. And yeah, and I commented on your biodynamic business blog post. And then at that point we were basically like, who's this person? And then you Facebook messaged me and said, we're both stalking each other. Let's get on a Skype call. And that's when we got on a Skype call and you were talking about Like we're both doing similar but different things. Like what could happen here?
Yes, because that's also back when you were doing the Dabblist.
Yeah, and so I was doing a handmade holiday. I was deep in that launch, yeah.
And it felt like there was more air between us, I think, than, like, I don't know that this would have happened later.
Yeah.
Because there's become less and less air between us.
Totally.
And I might have thought, oh, this is too similar, conflicty. Although I have to say, I've been doing really well partnering with people who are doing pretty much the same thing I am. Like I've been finding in the past year that partnerships with people doing what I'm doing have been working.
I love that because there's such like a fear, like, you know, in a competitive world of like, no, you've got to stay away. But I mean, you and I have rebranded as like friends. We've worked with each other and also used each other to be like, how do we differentiate?
Yeah.
It's been helpful clarifying for us, I think.
Yeah. To bounce off each other. Yeah, for sure. No, it's interesting. And like, I know we shouldn't get sidetracked because like, we don't have another episode. So I'm going to tell you this guy, this now, you guys, I was leery about working with anyone who was too similar to me. But I've worked with, Kimberly from Mother House of the Goddess and, Byron Ballard, who's kind of our local witchy woman here in Asheville. And we had like both of those partnerships were tremendously successful.
That's awesome.
And you would think it would be places where we'd be stepping on each other's toes, but not at all.
See, we need to hear these things. That's so great.
Yeah. And I think that part of it was we were all adults about it coming in. We talked about like, okay, here's what might work. Here's what might not work. Here's like, depending on the flow of things, here's where one person might get more attention than the other. Are we okay with that? Can we say if we do it, you know, like who's first and who's second, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, we'll do it one way this time and we'll do it again and do it the other way. And just, you know, not being too crazy and just talking it out.
Yeah. The communicating, almost over communicating is just like the key to collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, one of the things that I was thinking back, you and I had talked about having some kind of operating agreement at one point.
And we never did it.
We never did it. We never did it. And so I just think it's, you know, interesting in retrospect. Like, I don't think we ever needed it.
Yeah.
Because we were always just super upfront with each other. We split costs down the center. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a partnership is interesting because we are all used to in our business being the driving force of the decisions. Right? Like we're used to being the one saying, this is what's going to happen. And when you're in a partnership, you don't get to be the one person saying, this is what's going to happen.
Mm.
And one of the things that I think you and I have did subconsciously is it. A lot of times you think about like, it's all about compromise, but I don't think we were so much into it's all about compromise. I think we kind of went to, well, if one person feels strongly, that's the way it happens, period.
Yes. I really liked that. That was new for me in collaboration where we made a verbal agreement that if both aren't 100%, it's no go.
Yeah.
And so that meant like there has been episodes that we haven't published because one of us was like, nope.
Not okay.
Just to know. And like the other one, and what was so cool, the other one was like, okay. Like it was so not an issue.
Right. Well, and to be like as honest as we've always been with you all, we did not agree about closing down this podcast.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think we have to say who was where, but this was another situation where one person felt strongly and, you know, we agreed. We're not going to make each other feel bad. We're not like, if someone feels strongly and we've checked in and we're 100% certain that that's for real, then that's what happens.
Yeah. We gave it time.
Yep. We gave it space.
And we had many conversations and they've been so beautiful and respectful. And I know for me, it's just like the more conversations I can have like this, you know, the more I'm able to have with others, you know, it's just really important. In business,
yeah.
In life.
And I think it's interesting, I ran into this in my own marriage because I never really wanted to get married. And all of a sudden I was married because my now husband felt super strongly about being married. And I thought that marriage was like all compromise. Like every decision had to be made by two people agreeing on it. And so what I'm trying to say is I learned this in my marriage and I think carried subconsciously into this relationship between us, Becca. You can't have two people making every decision. It's crazy making, mm-hmm. It's like all this compromising and coming to center and having to talk about every single detail. At a certain point, everybody's got to take care of their shit. And when someone has a strong opinion, they lay it on the table and, you respect that strong opinion. And I think that that's been part of our success, right? That mm-hmm. we didn't pick at everything. Yeah. We did what had to be done. We talked about the stuff that, was going to cost money or affected our branding. But otherwise, we each just did what we needed to do.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about that because we weren't like best friends who decided to start a podcast. We met and started a podcast.
Yeah, we didn't even meet in person. We still
haven't touched each other.
Yeah.
Or seen each other in the flesh.
Yeah. We haven't been in the same room. So yet. I think it's kind of amazing, though. I think that I hear over and over again that internet friendships aren't real, that we have to return to the real world, that, people are deluding themselves into thinking that they have a connection that they don't really have. I think that internet friendships or friendships that begin on the internet, because that's where it began. And I suppose it's all internet because we've been on Skype and Zoom. we are all internet all the time. I think they're as real as you let them be. If you show up 100%, then you can form a for real connection. I mean, I'm certain that if you called me and said, Maya, I know this is weird because I've got friends more local, but I desperately need you to get your ass out here. I'd get on an airplane.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hesitate. So to me, that's a real friendship. If you called me at 3 a.m, I'd answer the phone. That's a real friendship.
Yeah.
Now I need my tissues, which I put in my pocket, ready for this moment.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, this has been such a gift. And just so everyone knows, or maybe I need to say it out loud, this is not a completion of our relationship, just a completion of this project.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was. It was an experiment.
Right. And it was an experiment that went madly awry.
Yes. So let's get back to the origin story. Okay. So we had this Skype and, oh my gosh, I can remember where I was. I was in my co-working space when it was in the old, really cold, annex. And I was talking to you and I was so excited to talk to you. And we didn't even know it was a podcast for a while. We just said, we want to try this biodynamic business thing.
Right. You're right. I'm remembering that we were just going to kind of try it together.
Yes.
And see if it really worked.
Could we operate our businesses by what sign the moon was in?
Right. And not the phase of the moon. So this was based on biodynamic agriculture, which is where you look at what sign, astrological sign, the moon is moving through, and that starts to form the energy of the day. And that's how we planned our days in Ireland because we were doing biodynamic agriculture. So, my teacher grew her garden biodynamically, so we followed those very specific strictures, and there are certain days you weed and certain days you plant. And, it gives you a rhythm that's very soothing. It allows your life to be somewhat predictable amidst all the unpredictability of life. So I had matched each of those phases to different jobs within my business. And I was trying to do those things only on that day. And Becca got excited.
I was like, yep. Wait, which signs are earth signs again? Which signs are air signs again? And so I made this with gold marker, I made this like basically like a guide that I put on my wall right next to my desk. And I was like, I'm going to try this too. And so we thought, are we going to blog about it? Are we going to, what are we going to do here? Because we want, because this is a fun experiment that we're really excited about. And then I guess it became a podcast.
It became a podcast. And we actually had a third person for a little while.
Yes, we did.
But she had such a crazy schedule and a little one.
Mm, yeah, 3-year-old.
That it just was not working. Like the flow wasn't there. You know, you and I were able to flow and she wasn't able to flow.
Yeah.
So so it just became the two of us.
Uh-huh. And we were like, okay, everybody, you wrote a Medium article and we were like, what did your Medium article say? Like something about Mark Zuckerberg. It was so good.
Oh, I don't even remember. I write so much. And people are always like, remember when you wrote? I'm like, no.
It's out. It's out of me now. Yeah. It's gone. Yeah. So we launched and we said, come and, oh, we said, this is an experiment. We do not know if it will work out. And we got a lot of people. I know we had a music teacher who was doing lesson planning biodynamically. And we had other business owners trying it with us. And then what happened?
I couldn't stick with it.
Yeah, me neither.
I think I was like the first one to fall apart. I mean, it's just, well, okay, there's a couple different factors for me. First of all, I tend to just need to do whatever I need to do on any given day. And if you tell me to do something different than that, I can get totally stuck, you know, and then nothing happens. So like some of that is just my personality. But the other thing is, I had been, and I'm going to say past tense because I'm really hoping we're through this, in a phase of really bad migraines. And so I would lose like 2 or 3 days every couple weeks to migraines. And if those were the days that, you know, I was biodynamic businessing to get something important done, I couldn't just skip that something important. I had to, like, I had to backtrack back to it, even if it was on the quote wrong day. So it just, it wasn't working for me. It was making life harder instead of easier. And the whole point was to make life easier.
Yeah, same. I was just finding myself in deep confusion, just like in my wee moon and like always like, wait, what is, I just couldn't get, I couldn't find flow. And then I was like really shooting myself and my inner critic was loud around this where I was like, I'm doing it wrong. I missed a day. This is the wrong day. And I just, you know, I popped out of myself. I just was like dissociated and freaked out. And then I had shame because I was like, well, Maya's doing it and I'm not doing it. We have this podcast. And then we just called it.
Yeah, we called it. But that's where the name came from. If some of you are like, why do they call this thing the Lunar Lab? It's because we were following the moon through the different signs. So it was lunar to begin with. And then it just became kind of lunacy instead of lunar.
I know. And we were like, if we were smart about this, we would change our name. Yes. And then we didn't because we had a little, you know, small but mighty following. And we said, you know, this is our story. And this is where we are now.
Yeah. Yeah. So Becca, tell me like favorite episode or best memory, like what stands out for you in the time that we've been doing this?
I've loved the consistency of getting to talk to you, like, because you and I have said that we're basically just like recording our like business bestie conversations. Like we're just pressing record and this is what we talk about. Sometimes it gets a little juicier when we don't record, but it's just been really nice to consistently show up and talk to you because over the last 2 years, I know I personally have developed a lot in my business and it's like these touch points. My mom, hi mom, is a devoted Lunar Lab listener and called me yesterday because she just watched the episode of season 2 of The Crown with Jackie Kennedy, which was like, if anyone's watching The Crown, that episode is so good. And I told her, you have to call me as soon as you watch an episode so we can talk about it. So we were talking about the episode and then she said, you know, I just listened to the beginning episodes of the Lunar Lab, and you should really listen to yourself. And not from like, you've come so far, you were, you know, but yes, you've come so far, but like, you were so wise and like, you should hear where you were at in your business. She said, she really liked the fire episode. And I know you and I really liked the fire episode too. Mm-hmm. I think that was the episode where there was something happened where we were just like, this is good. Like, we realized it was deeper than biodynamic business. It was deeper than like, just a how-to or something. This was like you and I really hitting our magic together of like talking about an element and talking about in deeper way. I remember when you were talking about like, just blow on those embers, and I got chills and I was like, this is a good episode.
Yeah. I think for me, you know, that it's been the touching in too. I mean, in some ways it feels almost like a private mastermind. You know, and we show up every week and we always talk for a little while before we start recording. And so it's been such a great way to just know that I'm going to have time every week where I check in, like with myself, with you, with my business. It's been really important, I think.
Yeah.
And just keeping up with kind of the big picture stuff, not only in my own business, but kind of out in the world. Becca, you're more into like the different workshops and things like that. So talking to you always would let me know what the latest and greatest is, because I tend to put my head in the sand and Becca would be like, did you know about? And I'm like, no. Some new app, some new technology. There was always some new something.
I'm always forcing you to try something new. Talk to me on this app.
Yeah. We have tons of apps on our phone that we've acquired over the years. So that's been, I think, my number one. And this is also for me, because I don't do much business coaching. I do it. It's one of those, it's like on the sly. I don't say that I do it, but when people contact, you know, us, I do some coaching. It tends to be more, people who already have established businesses, you know, and so I don't have the opportunity to talk about being in business that much, you know, like you do some business coaching, so you have more of that in your life. I don't have that opportunity. So this has been super fun for me, because it's an opportunity to not just talk on my topic, but to talk on the, you know, the bones of how you do this thing called business.
Yeah. I know I will miss that. Well, that's why you and I are going to continue our Skype dates just to record them, because it's so good. And I think that's what's made this feel so precious and so beautiful, is that it's been like a side project, like a passion project of mine and of yours, I'd say, where we haven't had really any major business goals around it. Certainly it's been helpful for our businesses and raised visibility, but it's been fun.
Yeah.
And that's been the goal of it, right? Is to make it an enjoyable thing, because plodding through your business every week can sometimes feel monotonous or hard, or you have harder seasons or drier seasons. And to be able to come to this has been such a gift.
Yeah. And I just hope for all of you listening that that's what it's been for you too, that it's kind of that little pause in the middle of your crazy, you know, work day where you're like, nobody understands what I'm doing in the world, and I'm not even sure I understand. And then you hit play and here we are kind of going, oh my God, what a week.
You know?
And you're like, yeah, me too. So, you know, I'm just hoping that this has been like kind of your coffee bar or your water cooler, because as people working from home, we don't really have that.
Right.
Yeah, like we're often by ourselves and in our own heads and thinking our problems are so unique.
Or being able to relate it to like the energy of the season or the moon phase or anything like that, to be able to weave in the woo to running a business and not like, you know, whisper it in the corner, protect us, you know, to be like, yeah, yeah, the energy is really interesting right now. And, you know, I'm thinking about our episode Mud Season.
Oh, yeah.
Last year when we, it was the transition from winter to spring and how it just can feel really intense to just like get that energy.
Yeah, we were all slogging. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did some good episodes. I'm going to have to go back and listen. Now that I'm not recording, I can listen.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm wondering, you mentioned, you know, that you hope that the people listening here got something out of it and that it was enjoyable for them. And I know you and I get messages all the time from people who are, really appreciate episodes. I'm wondering if any messages stick out to you that people have sent that they've appreciated.
You know, I have such a god-awful memory. Asking me to remember anything.
Do you remember a specific time? Yeah, sorry.
I'll go and pull things up and find it. Like, you always have to warn me about stuff like that. No, you know, my brain has never been on that kind of thing. I just let it go. But I'd say more than anything else, what I've been surprised about is the number of people who just pop into my social media feed talking about something else and say, oh, and by the way, I love the Lunar Lab.
Yeah.
You know, I see that a lot. Or actually the funniest thing that's happened with this is a friend was picking me up to go somewhere and I hopped in the car and she had the Lunar Lab on. I hopped in the car and like there were our voices. It was so funny.
Yeah, that's happened to me too. I was going camping with friends and I was like, wait, that's my voice. Oh yeah, I was listening to the episode earlier. Yeah, I mean, I think I actually don't have specific memories too, so that was an unfair question, but a lot of what I hear is that people love listening to us. Like there's an energy of us, that we balance each other well, that, you know, when one brings depth, the other brings levity, and there's just a really beautiful flow between us, and that they feel like they're sitting with us, like on the couch or, you know, at the coffee bar. And I'm really just wanting to presence that here and appreciate all those reflections, because it's, you know, it's nice to hear when you're in it. You don't always see it, but it's true. We've got a good flow.
We do have a good flow.
Yeah.
We do have a good flow. And I've actually listened to some other podcasts where I've been like, oh man, we do have a good flow.
You know, those podcasts, I'm not trying to shit talk. I'm just saying I've noticed, you know, when you can tell one person is just waiting for the other person to finish so they can ask their question. And so their response is, yeah, I love that. So anyways, and you're just like, there's no connection.
Yeah.
And I realized like, that's not always natural, you know, and maybe it's just not with that person. Like I don't know what it would be like to run an interview show where you're interviewing new people every week. Like that's not, we interviewed a couple people, but
yeah, well, one thing we learned from that, though, that I think is important to share for anyone starting a podcast, we're in a Zoom room. We used to do Skype. We see each other. The
so
one
important.
Time we interviewed someone and we could not see them,
it was weird.
It was weird. We didn't like it. So I do think that if you're interviewing people, like some of that kind of like and checking your notes and not being like present with the person, that comes across.
Totally.
On the podcast. So like we're looking at each other.
Yeah.
And I think that really helps.
Ooh, I like this idea of giving tips to people starting a podcast. Do we have any tips?
Well, that, I think that was a big one.
Huge.
Yeah.
Get a good microphone.
Get a good microphone. Although the best recordings I've done, according to our sound tech, have been on just my headset, which is a good headset.
It's not like your Apple earbuds.
It's not my Apple earbuds. It's a higher quality than that. But I'm in a big room a lot of the time, and the sound quality can be a little funky in there. And do you remember when I tried doing that box? Do you remember I had my box that was like my foam box, and the microphone was inside it. And you know, I thought that was going to be brilliant, but. It really wasn't. Becca was almost orgasmic when I finally took my microphone out of the foam box.
Well, there were some days
wait, that sounded really.
tweet that.
Oh, yeah. Becca was orgasmic when I took my microphone out of the phone box.
Oh, yeah, I'm crying.
Do you have
hot tips from the living room? Yeah, there were a couple episodes where you were talking on your Yeti, but your computer wasn't like, oh, I'm going to take sound from the Yeti. So we learned that.
Yeah, check your mic. Make sure that check not your mic, but your computer settings and make sure it's pulling your mic and not just using the mic on the computer.
Yeah, we switched from Skype to Zoom because Skype was like really fuzzy and sound. I mean, I'm sure people know that Skype doesn't have the best sound quality. Zoom has been better.
If you're fidgety, sit on your hands because Becca got really tired of me doing like this stuff all the time. She was like, what's that noise in the background of the podcast? So now I sit on my hands.
Well, and I like to put my hands in front of my mouth when I talk.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes Becca's talking and like I can't talk because I'll talk over her. But I'm sitting on the screen kind of going like, move your hands.
And then I see it and I just get really awkward. I'm like, oh. Hire an editor. I used to edit the first episodes I edited
right
in GarageBand. Which was fun because I like to learn new things. And then I was like, wait, no, this is not fun. So we got our editor. Shout out to Brooke.
Yeah. Thank you, Brooke, for helping make this happen over and over again.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good. So what else? Oh, I know what else. This is super important. Make sure you have enough charge on your computer because now we're going to walk to the outlet.
This is amazing. That is a good mic. It's really, even as you move, it's really good.
This is the one that Brooke liked best.
Yes.
Okay.
Mine is charging.
We are charging. Woof, we're down to 7%.
Oh, I can't get below 20. That's how neurotic I am.
Do you have, you know, you did a lot of the back end stuff, Beck. You did a lot of the like hooking us up to SoundCloud and then Lisbon. Do you have any advice for people, you know, from that point of view, like the techie stuff?
We moved from SoundCloud to Libsyn, and that main reason was SoundCloud, as of recording in January 2018, isn't doing so hot. And so there was like a big hubbub around move your data. They might go under. They are not. They have not gone under. So maybe that was just not a real thing. But I moved to Libsyn because they're a really good hosting company that everyone recommends. They've been around forever. And so, yeah, I really nerded out on podcast stuff. I listened to She Podcasts and I was on podcast stuff, blogs, and that was really helpful. And I think there's something, this is just technology in general, right? It's like always updating. It's always changing.
Yeah.
Don't let that dissuade you. Podcasting is literally you just record and you upload to a feed. We started super simple and we committed to starting super simple.
Yes.
And I just got real into it, and it was nice to upgrade bit by bit, to upgrade microphones, to upgrade, to get an editor, to upgrade to a better host. Then we started doing fancy audiograms on Instagram where you... it like shows like the sound waves as you talk. And then we decided we weren't doing that. That really wasn't that cool. But you know, it was, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, just begin. It's okay. Like podcasting is so accessible, you know, you can just begin. And you know, as you find your flow, it's fun to upgrade and play.
Yeah. And you know, I would add that this is not scripted.
Oh yeah.
Like we're not scripted at all. We have a quick conversation or we text back and forth about what we're going to talk about. There are more formal, more scripted podcasts that are kind of like, you know, cleaner, more like the radio or an interview show or something like that on TV. that's not what we chose to do. So you have options. You know, if you don't talk well off the cuff, you can go scripted. If talking off the cuff is super easy for you, then you can do something like this, which for me, like part of us doing this podcast was that it had to be casual. It had to be easy. It had to not make a ton more work for me. And scripting would have done that. So, you know, we've been unscripted the whole time.
I can't imagine being scripted.
Well, but people like Amy Porterfield, she writes out a whole script.
Yeah, it's just a different style.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
We weren't into it. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any like helpful stuff we can give, not maybe to people, like what questions people might have that we could answer together.
That's hard. We should have put out the call for questions, but we didn't.
Yeah. Well, what's coming to me now is anyone who's looking to find their Maya Toll or their Becca Piastrelli, like looking to connect with someone in this way, whether or not you start a podcast with them or not. And I would say, I mean, you heard our origin story. I did a lot of commenting on her social media. There was this energy of appreciation, you know, of just like finding people who really inspire you and appreciating them without any sort of expectation in return.
Yeah. And having a real conversation about that, you know, like I think we had some back and forths about that post that I did.
Yeah.
So we were having, like, we're like, oh, we can have a real conversation.
That's true. There was no agenda. It was just like, we're talking.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important, just to approach people as human beings first and potential business partners afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Anything else you're feeling like would be helpful to share in this final episode?
I just want to share my gratitude.
Hmm.
You know, it's sometimes in business, we're so gunning for certain numbers. You know, we're trying to, first you're trying to make 6 figures, then you're trying to make 7 figures. You're trying to get your list up over 100, then up over 1,000, then up over 10,000. And I think that some of this kind of forward drive leaves behind the individual faces and the individual people who are, you know, the 10 people, then the 40 people, then the 80 people, then the 600 people who are out there receiving what you're giving and mm-hmm. responding to what you're giving. It's easy to just like jump to, I'm not at this number yet, and forget, well, hold on a sec. I'm not at 10,000, but I'm at 6,000, like awesome people who are tuning in and allowing me to make this my work. So, you know, all of you allow me to make this my work. And that's an incredible gift. I couldn't do it. Becca couldn't do it. If it wasn't something you were interested in, like we couldn't be making our living doing the work we were doing if you weren't on the other end saying, yeah, I'm into that. I want more info. So thank you.
Yeah, that's been one of the greatest gifts of this podcast beyond just our relationship is it came from such a pure place, I'm realizing. It came from just like this experiment, this joy, this curiosity, and every comment and like new subscribe. I think we're ending with 109 email subscribers, and two of them are you and me. You know,
and your mom.
And my sweet mother. And I just really feel so grateful for each of those email subscribers and each of you listeners out there, wherever you're listening. We know you're around the world. To have felt you, you know, and to have felt our impact in your lives, it's really helped deprogram my brain around this thing Maya was talking about, around it being a numbers game and trying to grow. the Lunar Lab has felt like one of the most impactful things I have ever done. Mm. And that's because I hear from all of you so much. And I it's just like, it feels so tangible, the connection we've had, which really makes this difficult to complete it. And makes the gratitude, this ritual we're doing right now, right, of completing and making sure we say thank you for all that you've given us, for all that I've gotten from this. It's been really powerful in my own journey.
Yeah, ditto, ditto. Yeah, I think, you know, we get, what, between like 300 and 400 listens per episode?
Yeah.
And that's considered nothing in podcast world.
Right.
But I think it's so important to flip that. I mean, how often do you have 300 to 400 people giving a damn about what you're talking about? It's so important not to say like that's nothing, because actually it's everything.
Like, think about a room filled with 350 people. That feels like pretty amazing.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for being with us. And if you want to continue to be with us individually, since it's not going to be the public us anymore, you know, you can find me at mayatoll.com, which is mayatoll.com, or my stores at herbiary.com, herbiary.com. And you sure as hell better spell Piastrelli for everyone, Becca.
Well, I also want to say they can visit Herbiaries in Philadelphia and Asheville.
Right? Oh, yes. Come visit.
Yes.
For sure.
And you can reach me at BeccaPiastrelli.com. So BECCA, PIAS as in Sam, T as in Tom, RELLI, Piastrelli.com. And on Instagram, which is where I hang the most, Becca Piastrelli. Me and Maya hang on Instagram a lot.
Yeah, we both hang on Instagram, like Instagram. So yeah. Thank you all for a beautiful run, and look forward to seeing you around the interwebs.
Yeah, thank you. Signing off. Love you, lunatics.
Bye.